Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown. Well, you know what they say, be careful what you wish for. Yesterday, I was bragging about how wonderful it is here in Cape Town, that I was running around in short sleeves and t-shirts. Well, today, not so much. Winter has definitely arrived overnight. I'm not complaining because we do need the rain. So if I can ask you to do a little rain dance, a little jig, if you wouldn't mind, wherever you are in the world, send some rain to Cape Town. We've got massive water restrictions at the moment in the middle of a huge drought. Our dams and lakes are drying up at a rapid rate. So we need rain and we need it in a hurry. I can tell you that much. There's less than 100 days of drinking water left in our dams, which is quite concerning, if I have to be honest. Coming up on today's show, talking of water, we're going to be talking swimming with a returning guest, the first Belgian that we had on the podcast last week. Some great feedback, too, from Martin Seger's story. And we'll be touching base with Martin once again today to talk a little bit about his swim. And just a huge thank you to everyone who is supporting the Kona Edge as one of our patrons. If you haven't checked out our Hall of Fame, you can get in it too, by the way. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/patrons with an S on the end. So that's P-A-T-R-O-N-S. You can check out the Hall of Fame. You can see who is supporting the Kona Edge and you can get your mug on that page as well. All you have to do is head over to it and click on the link to find out a little bit more about it. You can also go to thekonaedge.com/support if you'd like to help us out here at the Kona Edge. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Well, we head back to Belgium. Martin Segers joins us now. Martin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Let's talk about your swim. You mentioned in our first chat that you swam a little bit as a youngster, not lots. It's the weakest of the three disciplines. Is it something you have to work very, very hard at?
It's a double feeling. If I keep on swimming four times in a week, it's about every session, it's about 3.5-4 K. I got the level that I have right now. I swam normally on an Ironman distance between 55 minutes and an hour, so it's not too bad. But if I want to make really much of progress, I think I will be need to swim almost every day. And I think for me personally, it's better to put a little bit more effort in the bike and the run than to go swimming every day to win maybe 1-2 minutes. I'm not, as you mentioned, I'm not a pro, so I don't need to be out of the water with the top level of the field. So I prefer personally to put a little bit more effort in the other two the bike leg and the run leg.
Brilliant. You mentioned 55 minutes to an hour. What's the secret? What's the key to being able to swim less than 60 minutes for an Ironman swim?
I think for me personally, I go to the starting line if it's in the water or if it's on land with the top age groupers. And I try to start as fast as I can. And if I'm lucky, I've got some good feet to follow. And then after the first 400-500 meters, it's just following the group. And that's the main reason why sometimes I got 55 and sometimes it's closer to an hour. So it's just, I think part of it is being lucky.
And finding good feet, that's definitely one of them. When it comes to your swim training, do you swim in a squad or do you do all your training on your own?
Most of the time it's alone in the swimming pool. Actually, I don't really like swimming outdoors. I think for me personally, the quality of training is better inside of the swimming pool. I think if I go swimming outside, it's more like some freestyling, some relaxing, enjoying nature. But I think the quality of your training, it's more efficient to go inside the swimming pool.
What do you enjoy doing? What are your favorite workouts in the pool?
For me personally, I know it's better to do some techniques as well, but I like the main part of the swimming session. So if you swim, let us say, 3 times 300 and 4 times 400 at a different pace, sometimes with paddles, sometimes not. The main part of the training session is, it's my most favorite. Yeah.
And as far as looking over your triathlon career, can you put it down to one or two things that you've done that you think has given you big benefits in the water?
Yeah, sometimes in the winter period, I try to work on the technique. I actually do some video, some analysis with a GoPro, or some swim coach to look at you and tells you that to change that or that. But I think it's important for a Kona, for an age grouper at a certain point of the preparation, just letting that go and then take the technique you have at that moment and then swim your sets. And then after your race, start changing, not start changing 2 weeks before a race. You have to have your mindset on the race, swim the sets and change the technique in the winter or close after your race.
I think that's such an important point, because at that stage when you're building up to a race, you want to be building volume. You don't want to be working with how's your hand getting in the water, what's your catch looking like. And you make an important point there too, is doing it after a race. Do it through winter if you're not training through winter. But it also then comes down to the consistency, that you're not starting over every single season. You're swimming right the way through. And I'm guessing that's something you do, is you swim all the way through. You might not be doing big blocks and big building, but you're consistently in the water.
Yeah. Because I noticed it after Kona this year. I did some 3-4 weeks, not a lot of swimming. The first time or second time I went back to the water, it was like the feeling of you never swam before. It was what are the swim feeling, the water feeling, where it's at. It was all gone. So yeah,
it's so important.
It comes back. Yeah.
Well, Martin, thank you very much for sharing your swim tips. We'll chat about your bike tips next. But thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
Okay, perfect.
And that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As always, before we go, a quick iTunes review. And I'm trying to figure out where these names come from. I love this, though. It's a 5-star review. It says inspirational, and it's from Gumpus Fumpus in the United Kingdom. Saying great podcast, keep up the great work. Gumpus Fumpus, thank you. I love that. Thank you for taking the time to leave us a review. If you'd like to leave us a review and stand the chance of winning an entry into an Ironman, we're going to be doing that again this year. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's where you can get all the details. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.